I bring near my righteousness. It's not far off, and my salvation will not delay. I will put salvation in Zion, for Israel my glory. Isaiah 46, verse 13. And at the end of 8 days, when he was circumcised, he was called Jesus, the name given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. And when the time came for their purification, according to the law of Moses, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it's written in the law of the Lord, every male who first opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord. And to offer a sacrifice according to what it said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or 2 young pigeons. Now, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. And he came in the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus, to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, that you have prepared in the presence of all peoples a light for revelation to the Gentiles and for glory to your people Israel. And his father and his mother marveled at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, Behold, this child is appointed for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign that is opposed. And a sword will pierce through your own soul also, so that thoughts from many hearts may be revealed. And there was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived with her husband 7 years from when she was a virgin, and then as a widow until she was 84. She did not depart from the temple, worshipping with fasting and prayer night and day. And coming up at that very hour, she began to give thanks to God and to speak of him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. Luke 2:21-38.
When Simeon held the Christ, the consolation of Israel, he knew that salvation was at hand. God had not delayed in bringing his promised salvation to the world. For hundreds of years, God's people had been waiting for the Messiah, God's promised deliverer and savior. Simeon recognized that the Lord's salvation was now at hand. The Lord had brought his righteousness near. This salvation was not only for the Jews, but also for the Gentile nations. Simeon says that Jesus was a light for revelation to the Gentiles. Jesus was born to redeem all the nations of the world. The salvation of Israel was always meant to be a light and witness to the Gentile nations. The darkness that had once loomed over the disposed and fallen creation was now chased away by the light of Christ. His birth had brought hope to a cursed world. Because of King Jesus, Jews and Gentiles are united as one people into one kingdom, sharing the same king. Questions to consider. What had Simeon been promised in a dream? How many nations was Jesus born to save? What brought comfort to the aging man Simeon?
This has been Behold Your King, written by the Ezra Institute of Contemporary Christianity, read by Dallas Block, with scripture reading by Dan Niles, produced by Rock Solid Refuge.